Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
So, our drive moment today, it's a very interesting one, as always. I say it every day. Actually, now I sound like a parrot.
Broken telephone.
What's the most money you've ever gotten from SARS? What did you do with your biggest SARS payout? A spend, save, or splurge? You know that it is tax season, and we've got a couple of facts for you. In 2023, SARS paid out over 321 billion in tax refunds, including 137 billion to personal income tax payers alone. And the average refund for individuals last year was just under 15,000, with some people getting over 100k back, depending on deductions. I mean, there's a year that I got about 75,000 rand.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, SARS has never given me that.
It was really gorgeous.
But I do remember when I still had a petrol card.
Yeah.
I would get a lot of rebates because I was using my car for work, but the petrol, obviously.
Which you should even now.
No, man, it was a different type of work.
Oh, okay.
It was a different type of work.
Yo,
but obviously the wear and tear is on my car. So filling in, and then you couple it with retirement annuity, medical aid, you'd really get some nice payback. Mm. But 75, I've never hit that far. I think the best was like 33.
Yeah, no, 75K
sure,
I
that's
got.
Nice.
Because I woke up the night before. My account was kind of skinny.
Okay.
The next morning, it was overweight.
Hi-bo. What a nice surprise.
Yeah. But there was also a year where I went to bed, my account was overweight. The next morning, it was skinny.
Because of SARS?
Yeah. And I went to the bank. I'm like, my money? What happened to my 20K? SARS ingile. Oh, but since I'm in Leeuwkop, I'm not far from their offices. I didn't even drive. I took a jog.
Yeah.
Yeah, I took a jog.
Did they ever refund you?
There were a couple of exchanges. But believe you me, I got at least 10,000 rand back.
Yeah, it's only fair. It's only fair. Barujing.
I mean, really.
Oh, you guys.
So, yeah. So, we're talking tax today. What's the most money you've ever gotten from ISOs? Please drop us a voice note. It's Drive 959 on a Tuesday. Glenzito and Khomutso 0636880959.
Do you remember what you did with your money?
I don't.
You didn't splurge?
No, probably. Some of it paid some bills,
okay.
But majority of the money went into my bond.
Aha, okay.
Yeah.
That's a nice
majority
splurge.
Of it went into the bond. But because I've got access bond, I probably took it again and chowed the money.
Share your voice note now.
0638-688-0959. The biggest payout I ever got was 11,000 rands. Now, I spent a yonke good teeth because my wife's teeth were terrible.
Mm.
Some were rotting. Some angazibe kwenzakala ni ukuthi nje athole nje i-uplift nje entswingu nje yonke.
As for SARS, the highest I've gotten is 9,600 rands.
Okay.
And because I'm busy building, I bought cement and door handles, your fancy light switches. Yeah, I've used it for my house that I'm building now.
Now the most that I've ever received was 60K. It was 60,100 and something.
Hey.
But didn't use it for anything, man. It went to school. It went to whatever little dance that I had. Yakwala. I think I remember we had a young trip down to Cape. Yeah, like just to refill my money. But otherwise, it paid what it needed to pay.
Yeah, man, I just received mine this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the highest I've ever received from SARS, actually. 49,000. Yeah, man, I'm planning to take my wife and kids on a holiday. Eh? So, yeah, well-deserved holiday. Thank you, SARS.
Mm, okay, 50,000.
Hey! Yo, our SARS. Tina, what about me?
What an honest man. The wife now knows that he's got 50K.
I believe Aruba is a holiday. Aruba is a holiday.
I would never.
Glenn,
he's got that look. What a shame. Mina,
dude, if I make, no one will find out. Eh?
Even 50K?
50K is a lot of money. I'm talking about... How to be a BIG? More money, more problems.
Of course. How mara?
What do we do? We tell abantu is partlo.
No.
What should you look?
Where? We must spoil and they must just eat.
Say partlo.
No one is going to complain.
Holiday, no.
For?
Short left, nyan.
No. I'm busy. I have to come to work. Wow. I mean, there's nothing as devil. Even if I go out and I'm like, okay, I've got extra cash. There's nothing as devastating as at the end of the month when I get paid here and then Cheltakaya short. It has an impact on me.
It does, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, even if it's already 20 million on the other side, it still has an impact on me.
Okay.
And it's akfan, claim.
Hey, akfan.
But when you've got, when you need gig, it's 700 million SABC.
Now we're ukshota wako.
When other kids are unemployed, you've got two jobs.
That's
like. Be in time for the news.
Hey. Ntate.
Ay, badla.
What's the most money you've ever gotten from SARS? I mean, we're devastated because there's someone who just called us saying today, this day, he got 49,000 rand.
Yo.
Eh? Oh. That's somebody's salary.
I know. We are living like a holiday. How nice. Because also, if you heard the voice notes that we've been getting, people were putting in them. When you said you put it back in the bond. Somebody said, I was renovating. It went there. Omu look at say, dental formula. I'm sorry. So we've got so many responsibilities that even when we have a little bit of extra cash, it still goes to responsibilities and not necessarily leisure. So I'm happy for the guy that he's going out on holiday.
Last year from Kutzorik, I owe them 10,000, which I paid. This year, but nobody said down for 1,700.
Where?
Does it really make sense? All the years I've been owing SARS. The next return I get to Lang, but 1,700. Ay, kinkil, ka jack,
good.
There has been a question in the office where I work. It seems like a company, yes, my tax returns, because I've been with that company for the past 5 years. I have never received any returns with medical aid lab or with bonuses that are getting deducted with everything else. Never, not even guy one. And the previous employer, Ngayaguyo, I have received tax returns. Even the other one where I worked prior to my previous employer, I have received. But the current one, I have never. So I want to know, do companies submit returns on behalf of employees? And in Tinanje, so we must say that it's just a tech exercise, hence we're not getting anything.
You know me, Tinaila Baba Matupod. First, Satuli Malia to E loaded Zange by text. Yeah, this year, SARS, I owe 9,009K. Imagine, yo, bengatinya kula nkosi yam. Imagine, sing neskolo to say 9K. Engastelang, why didn't they text me? Why? What was the reason of them not texting me? Hi, ay, mana, I know, this is not right. Imagine 9K owing.
Owing SARS is also such a thing. Because Batsos, guys, when you owe them and you owe them 9,000, I think it's, everybody will say this, even the likes of Google it will tell you, go to SARS, make an arrangement, let them know that they know that you know that you've received that notification that you owe, and see how you work it out.
So that lady also asked a very pertinent question. Having worked for this company for 5 years, they do the work for them, fill out the forms for them, and she has not received a penny. Yeah,
so she's saying that, why got this company particularly?
Yeah, 5 years.
Is she not getting any returns? Maybe look at the portfolios that you have now, like your RA. Are you still on medical aid? Because those things give you a bit of a rebate and they give you a bit of a boost. And then remember, even the brackets of where we pay tax have changed a lot over the years. There are people that are not taxed. They don't necessarily have to file, even though they pay AYE. And then there's people with the higher brackets, but Lenzito, so that will always pay SARS or will always have to file. You know, so yeah.
So thank you. I'll take it. I'll take it.
Of course,
I'll take it. I'll take the blessings.
Dude.
So maybe then she has a responsibility to go directly to SARS and ask questions.
Yeah.
And get some paperwork. And then if she's got paperwork and she feels all day, the information she gets is dodgy, she goes back to the company and threaten the company.
But nobody can file for you.
But that's my point exactly.
No,
why is the company filing for them?
Are haba file, are
at all?
Yes,
I thought that's what she said.
No, are the way hulinka thing, it feels like the company filed it because how come has she never gotten returns? Whereas previously, company cannot file for you. They can call SARS representatives to come to work, help you file on your e-filing system or whatever, but they are not allowed to hand. That's why they give us the RIP files. They are not allowed to actually file for you. Mm-hmm. Unless I'm wrong, guys. If I'm wrong, let me know.
It's like what one inyanga once said. It says, inyanga haik pupeli, unless if you go grow imali.
Hey, haik.
Share your voice note now.
063-688-0959.
Now the most that I've gotten from SARS was 55,000. It was around 2022-2023 financial year. What I did, I took 40,000 and invested it and went to Cape Town for vacation with the rest. That's the most I've gotten.
As for me, ever since I started working, which is like over 10 years, I have never received a cent from SARS. Instead, I am always owing SARS. How? I do not know. This year, they're saying I'm owing them 61 rands. You guys are very lucky.
Hi guys, Kinilwe here. The most I received from SARS was about 5,400 rands, if I'm not mistaken. Somebody helped me to get that money. Next thing you know, SARS was asking me if I've got a charity that I'm running and I need to submit documents of things I know absolutely nothing about. Did I not pay that money back?
Hey, guess what? Mina, today I just received my 25,000 rebate from SARS. My account is very fat. Nchable nyaba, nyafa. Unfortunately, kusasa-ke.
Yo, guys, people are talking high numbers about SARS. Damn it, man. I've seen 89 rands. 89 rands. That was 2 years ago. Last year, I had to pay in 11.
Yo, I've never received anything. It's always 67 cent, 49 cent, 52 cent. Yeah, all those small amount which I don't even know what I'll do with them. So I've never. And whenever it's tax season, I don't even have energy to go do my tax returns because I know that I don't get anything. Now I was shaking. So I do not even understand how.
For me, I'm grateful. Yo, I think it came in at the right time. So I received 5.1 and it came in handy because I'm going to touch a laptop as far as Cash Crusaders, you know, because things were just not working out. As soon as I received that money, I just took it and then I will keep a laptop as far. And yeah, that was it.
A colleague of mine, not me, right? A colleague of mine got 100K, got 98,000 rand and some couple of change last year. This year, he just submitted. I think he was still waiting for him to submit. uzothola malini, but he got 98,000 last year.
What I want to say is that we become so excited about this auto assessment. I found out that for the past 3 years since I've been auto assessed, I've been miscalculated and they refunded me when I lodged a dispute. So we should not be happy that you're just auto assessed. You need to check if everything is in order.
To the lady who's asking if companies submit tax returns for them, I know that doesn't happen. Tax Administration Act, you know, you submit tax return and you can use the tax practitioner who's recognized, and yeah, that's how it is. And the onus of any tax return, even if you submit a tax return, it's you are liable. You are liable. Doesn't mean when you use an accountant that you are not liable for whatever discrepancies that are sitting there.
Now, the highest amount I once received from the taxman was 100,000. But then since then, I'm talking 6-7 years later. Financial years later, it averages plus minus 40% every financial year without fail. I have an excellent tax consultant. Excellent. He does not cook figures. Accurate.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Omoto and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.